This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel, and my co-host is Jane Berger. And as promised, we have back with us Joe Duda.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks for coming. Well, we were kind of in the middle of a very cool discussion about altering, being the ability to alter certain characteristics to eliminate deafness, for example. So just a little recap in case you missed the other episode. This is on page 205, The Cure for You. And so it talks a little bit about how hearing people have really been trying to cure deafness since the beginning of time. And then it just kind of highlighted some of the crazy ways that crazy humans have tried to fix deafness, including chemicals such as silver nitrate, catheterization, going through the nose to try to clear blockages. My personal favorite is flying in an airplane upside down to change the pressure. These folks who are hearing impaired or deaf have, you know, maybe tried some of these things thinking that it would help them hear, or their family members or, you know, loved ones wanted them to try these things. So that begs the question then about how far is too far? What is right and what is okay to just let be, and then the whole discussion of designer babies, and that got Joe all lit up.
Excited.
So that's kind of where we left off a little bit. You know, like you said, just because we can, should we? That's a big philosophical.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, we were talking about, you know, there seems like there might be some clear cases of illness we want to get rid of, like rare kinds of cancers. But it really gets difficult when we talk about the things that make us who we are. Should we change them? Would we be effectively what some maybe some dramatic philosophers call like the non-biological death of ourselves? Would we take something away that changes who you are fundamentally, such that you no longer exist and someone new is created?
And I was thinking a little bit about this there is a lot of discussion in the autism and neurodivergent communities where they believe that it most likely autism is, there could be other environmental factors, but most likely it is hereditary, which means it is comes through genes, which means they could pinpoint a gene and also then do gene therapy on that, meaning they could change that path for that individual.
Could it be eradicated?
Right. Could we not have that? But here's the thing. In the same way that those who are deaf also don't feel that there's anything, they don't feel that it's something wrong or a deficit, is the same way that neurodivergent individuals feel like, this is who I am. It's a different neurotype. I think differently. So in doing that, while it makes the rest of the world easier to quote unquote deal or work with someone who is neurodivergent, is that okay? Because what happens if you do the therapy on that and change that gene? What would that look like?
Right.
Yeah, and we kind of at this point, it's anybody's guess. A lot of philosophers worry, you will effectively destroy yourself and create somebody new. Others think that, well, maybe we take some kind of mind-altering substance, and a lot of people like caffeine, that can kind of, it's a very tiny, tiny alteration, but it counts. Maybe it'll be like something like that. But I think our discussion question was, what's the responsibility of the medical community? And I personally think that individual care and just kind of working to make your life the way you want is was the right approach. And so if you cherish all the joys of the deaf culture and you're not suffering and you enjoy the way your life is going, it doesn't seem like it's required to alter those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree. And even, you know, in neurodivergence and autism, I mean, back before we even knew the term autism, quirkiness is what, mm-hmm. you know, you would be described as, oh, you're just a little quirky. And that made you fun. It made you different. It made you, you know, fun. It was just a whole other element brought to, you know, maybe a friendship or a group. I mean, so what will that do? Will that make us all flat because we won't have some of that just impromptu, spontaneous, you know, ways of thinking? I mean, it's a different, you know, mm-hmm. way of thinking and acting, and that's what makes it fun. I mean, I know in the, more acceptable kind of route. One of my daughters has ADHD, so she takes a medicine for ADHD. Well, she did. She no longer does. The medicine helped the ADHD, so it was great for her for school. She could focus, but her personality was completely different. Yeah. I wasn't okay with that. She wasn't okay with that. So she worked really hard to try to figure out how to work within that challenge when she was in school so that she didn't need to take it and it didn't, you know, change really who she was. I mean, her whole personality was just different.
Yeah, and I think that's something that throughout history, especially, you know, hearing some of those fun ways that they've tried to cure deafness, that a lot of people until recently maybe didn't take into consideration was that the quality of one's life isn't just defined by, like, oh, well, what body parts of yours, you know, which ones are working and which ones aren't.
Right.
It's, do I like my life? How do I feel as a person? Those things are mm-hmm. really, really important.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, we thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me back.
We're going to wrap this up today, but I think these are super important questions mm-hmm. that to explore and to think about.
I agree.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Jane Berger and Joe Duda, I'm Jen Hazel. Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit OwensOutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. OwensOutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.